everything that you deal with in life is the will of God. His will gonna tell you no sometime. His will gonna tell you yes sometime. I'm telling you. Who are you to control God and tell him what your will is? No, that's why you say let your will be done.
Yes,
amen. And when your, his will be done, be satisfied.
Amen.
Don't try to change it. Be satisfied.
Amen.
Because, but you got to make sure one thing is his will.
Yes.
And not yours.
Yes.
Because when you cross over into your will, I don't know how willing life going to be to you. Because things start changing. I'm serious. Things start changing. I'm going to call June Hump Month. I know that sounds good, but then we're going to call June Hump Month. Mm-hmm. Because that means we crossing over from the early months in the early part of the year to the last part of the year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what happened. And I know God said take no care for tomorrow. I ain't going to take no care, but I won't see. And the reason I want to see is because if God allowed me to get to hump month, mm-hmm. he must want me to hump over.
Amen.
He must want
Amen.
Me to get over. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And look at you, you say, I'm going to get over.
I'm going to get over.
I ain't going to get over, but I'm going to get over. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all know where I'm coming from?
Yes, ma'am.
Today's message, if you would adhere to the word of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I step back and I decrease, Lord, I bring the word of God from your mouth yes. that I believe that you gave me for the people. Mm-hmm. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I want you to strengthen them from this word. I want you to encourage them from this word. Yes. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I want you, oh God, to have your way and let your will be done.
Yes.
Because greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for the word, oh God. We apply it, yes. we receive it, and we agree. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Look at your name and say, I agree.
I agree.
Amen. 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 That's the only way it's going to work. You got to be in agreement.
Amen.
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 Amen. Today is Sunday, May 31st, the last day of the month. Mm-hmm. We done crossed over, y'all. Amen. I want God to take me all the way to the end. Amen.
Amen.
I want to see 2027. No matter what people doing. Amen.
Amen.
No matter what the leaders of our country trying to do to us. Amen.
Amen.
We still need to, nobody. You want to see. You want to see. Every day you wake up is a new day.
Amen.
Every day you wake up is a blessing. Today's message is called Distracted by Disappointment. I was distracted by disappointment. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the pastor and leaders, they go through a lot of things before it gets to the congregation. When it gets to the congregation, the pastor and the leaders have to go back in the arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to think about what God is telling them through it. Every message don't come easy.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them don't, period, come easy. I was just telling somebody, I said, people see the glory, but they don't know the story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not a cliche. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what a person had to go through to get the anointing that's on their life. Nobody knows I had a son who was killed, shot 10 times in the head in Houston, Texas. But you see me sitting here.
Yes.
It used to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, Lord, your will be done.
Your will be done.
All is well. Mm-hmm. I lost my husband 2 years ago. All is well. He was the pastor of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointment can't be your distraction. Mm-hmm. You could be disappointed, but don't be distracted.
Amen.
Don't let him distract you from God, because the word of God said only what you do for him
yes,
gonna last.
Yes, yes.
Nothing else. You can't take none of this stuff with you. When my husband passed and my son passed, their jewelry, their clothes, their cars, whoever took them. Because guess what? It didn't go in the grave with them. So guess what? What only what you do for God gonna be the thing that lasts in your life.
Yes. Amen.
It's the truth. Because you can't take none of that stuff with you. It's only material.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. If I close my eyes today, see that Benz out there? Somebody gonna be driving it. One of my chairs. I have one already called me saying, where the daddy jewelry at? So I'm telling you, it don't last.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can do while it's day. Because when night come, no man can work.
Yep. That's right.
Do what you do for God.
Yes.
While you got time. Because when your eyes close, you can't get nothing done. Even when you get in a certain season of life, your energy ain't the same. Your body movement ain't the same. I thank God for keeping my appearance young, but I ain't young. Amen?
I'm seeing.
And I thank God for, but you got to understand this. It don't last. Even your age get older. Mm-hmm. Even your body change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff lasts.
Mm-hmm.
You could be 36, 24, and beautiful yesterday. Come down 20 more years. 55, 55, 55. You went from a Coca-Cola bottle to a 2 liter. And you ain't got, in the gym killing yourself. Trying to get your mind together. Got so much stuff on, you can't breathe. That's the truth. That stuff change. It does. I want you to know, young lady, I say funny stuff because that's just what I just be real. Because realness save lives.
It does. It really does.
Realness build relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God had a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sit down. Who want to serve a God that's mad all the time? Uh-uh. You got to laugh.
Amen.
You got to enjoy life. Amen. You gotta eat fried chicken sometime. Amen. Look how she looked at her. Tell him about it, sister. She said, I'll be watching my meals. I know that's right. You shouldn't eat that because you're gonna gain this. You're gonna get, honey, if you last longer, you're gonna be bigger. That's the truth. I don't look the same as I looked. I wish I could go back 40 years. I'm saying 40 because I'm just trying to give y'all a little synopsis. Amen. Anywho. Amen. Go to Numbers 11, 10 through 15. Moses was overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was even overwhelmed. I don't know why people think this is an easy job. It's not. Moses was overwhelmed. Numbers 11, 10 through 15.
Moses heard all the families standing in the doorways of their tents whining, and the Lord became extremely angry. Moses was also very aggravated. And Moses said to the Lord, "Why are you treating me, your servant, so harshly? Have mercy on me. What did I do to deserve the burden of all these people? Did I give birth to them? Did I bring them into the world? Why did you tell me to carry them in my arms like a mother carries a nursing baby? How can I carry them to the land you swore to give their ancestors? Where am I supposed to get meat for all these people? They keep whining to me saying, 'Give us meat to eat.' I can't carry all these people by myself. The load is far too heavy. If this is how you intend to treat me, just go ahead and kill me. Do me a favor and spare me this misery."
Amen.
Amen.
That's serious.
Mm-hmm.
Distracted by disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointment can be a passing emotion over a temporary loss, or it may strike powerfully when something permanently changes in our life, like a loss of a loved one, a loss of your finances, a loss of your materialism, which don't last anywho. You're killing yourself. When we talk about distracted, what does distracted mean? What that mean? when you're just distracted. Think, you know what? Don't think every distraction is bad. Because every distraction is not bad. There's some good distractions. Every distraction is not bad.
Divided just, attention.
Divided attention. That's a good one, huh? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be paying attention to this, but you're paying attention to this. That's when you start weighing your options. But the Bible I read says, I believe God said, I'd rather be hot or cold than lukewarm. Because he said when you're lukewarm, he'll spew you out. You don't know where you want to be. Disappointment. What does it mean to be disappointed? Amen. She asked for your hand?
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. She said, oh, no. Disappointment. Anybody, when you're disappointed.
You are consumed by wanton thoughts of doom, of whatever. That's, you think about that 24/7.
Let down.
Let down. Yes. We all been let. Yeah, I'm sorry.
To have an expectation not reached.
Amen.
That's good.
To have an expectation that's not reached. And it says, disappointment is the painful gap between our expectations and reality. You hit it on the head. Our expectations and reality. Why you think they say our?
It's not God.
Amen. So we be disappointed. Amen. I just told you, you could pray, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. But will is no two.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Will is no two. Are we happy when will is no? No. Because we feel like, golly, I did everything right. I thought I heard you, Lord. But something happened. Something God saw that's beyond our eyesight. He saw something else. And he said, no. She belonged to me. No. He belonged to me. Distracted by my disappointment. Because it's my disappointment. Because guess what? Jesus Christ don't disappoint you.
No, he doesn't.
He come to prosper you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He want to give you abundant life. Why would he disappoint you? He said his eye is on the sparrow. He feed the sparrow. He clothed the naked.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Even a homeless man ain't homeless. He got a bridge to go under. Might not be where he want to live, but he got somewhere to go. I don't care if it's a piece of cardboard. He got a shelter. He keeping the rain off his head in the sun. Everybody got a different lesson to learn.
Amen.
And Moses was overwhelmed. Because God put the responsibility on him to make sure that these people get to the promised land. And it's like having a toothache with no medication. You're numbing it. You hope that you're saying the right things. You hope that you're bringing the people in the right places that God tells you to go. You go up to the mountain and you listen to God. You get on your altar and you talk to Him. Sometimes you go up in a right mind, you come down angry. Because you say, Lord, why have you forsaken me in this? I've done what you told me to do. But yet, they running around doing what they want to do. 40 years. And they still ain't found the promise. I went to the mountaintop to get the commandments. And I came down. And when I came down off the mountain, I saw the people worshiping idols, dancing, having immoral sex, doing all type of things under me, under my charge, under my assignment. Lord, I'm disappointed. But although I may be disappointed, I ain't getting distracted.
Hey, glory, hallelujah.
Because I got to go somewhere.
Yes, yes.
All right. Disappointment is painful. Disappointment can be a passing emotion. But listen, over a temporary loss. What the word temporary mean? It ain't gonna last. He allowed the children of Israel to walk 40 years to generations died out. So that whatever was promised to him through God came to pass.
Yes. Yes.
Some made it, some didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So their children's children's children saw the promise.
Yes. Yes.
Did y'all know even Moses was rejected? After all that, read the story in your own time. It's the truth. Blow the dust off the words. Open the book.
Amen.
And read it.
Amen.
That had to be a slap in the face. Lord, I've sacrificed what I want to do. I've sacrificed trips. I've sacrificed cruises. I've sacrificed life that I call life because I ain't living without God. So I could give the people, feed the people, nurture the people, and bring the people of God where you want them to be. Not for me, but for your glory. And yet still, I get disappointed. We all experience disappointment for different reasons. In itself, feeling disappointed is not a sin. It's not a sin to be disappointed. He said you could be angry, but sin not.
Right.
Don't go cut them because you're disappointed. The Bible said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Even though somebody could hurt you and disappoint you, guess what? You still got to display your fruit.
Oh, that's so good.
You can't let them see the rotten fruit. Because God took that out you.
That's yes.
Right. So you got to display the loving fruit that He says that grows from your tree of life that He gave you. Amen?
Amen.
In itself, feeling disappointment is not a sin, but it's how we handle it. The disappointment, that is crucial. God watching how you handle it. Don't do that. Don't let nothing make you display rotten fruit. I don't care how upset you are. And guess what? He gonna test you. He gonna see. Is she saying it with her mouth? Is he saying it with his mouth? Or are the actions speaking louder than their words. Only God knows what's real.
Yes.
He see you when your fruit's rotten. He took you from rotten fruit and restored your tree and gave you fresh fruit to grow. Who are we to give him rotten results or apples with worms? Disappointment is real. Disappointment is common. Go to Galatians 5:22-23. The reason sometimes we get disappointed is because of situations. We just knew we had the morning. Let's put that in here. We just knew we had all the answers. But getting still, we was disappointed. We set our hearts on people. Hey, glory. Set our hearts on God.
Yep.
I done told y'all. Promises from people. Remember when we was young? I tell y'all about this all the time. And they gave them old bubblegum promise rings. And your hand was greener than his carpet. Because it was fake. One thing about the pastor, he gave me real things.
Amen. Amen.
Real stuff.
Amen.
It wasn't fake.
Amen.
Now I've been here and bought me some fake stuff. I don't want to pay for that. That real, look at you, that real, that fake stuff. Listen to what I'm saying. We're going to get a revelation. That fake stuff turned you green. Amen. It's the truth. When it's fake, it turns you green. Leave a chicken out long enough. You just know. It'll start smelling.
Yes.
Go to Galatians 5:22-23. It's good to laugh.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.
Amen.
Lord, God helps. God didn't help me. Because I had no control over my mouth. Or my hands. And at the last part of the week, I had somebody try to do me. My son. I said, well, you playing with me? I almost did it. Almost went there. But I said, Lord, let my fruits. Please, Lord. I was begging. Because he was trying to provoke me. Mm-hmm. See, a spirit provokes you.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to say something. They try to torment you. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. But your fruit. Mm-hmm. You can't let them do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember God.
Yeah.
How God want me to act?
Mm-hmm.
What he want me to do? What he want me to say? See, the reason why we was disappointed, because we allow people in our hearts. The Bible says, guard your heart with all due diligence.
Yes.
You got to watch what you let in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you can let the wrong thing in. Amen.
Amen.
And you have so much love. You know, you want to see that person make it. Just like your kids. You want to see them make it. Moses wanted to see the people make it.
Because
he went through too much.
Mm-hmm.
He went through being put in a basket, rolled to the end of the river. Somebody picking him up out of the basket before he won't drown. Getting weaned by a Hebrew that it was really his mother. Just all kind of stuff going on. He had to live in the palace with Pharaoh, but it was for a reason. It was to learn his ways. It was to learn, you understand, how to maneuver. So when God gave his assignment to him, he was able to take his assignment and go in. It wasn't easy. And get the people. And get Pharaoh to let him go. God had to show him to something to do. Because Pharaoh wasn't going to do it. Oh, you all hate it, huh? But that very last day, when the cloud passed and his only son was taken, that got his mind right.
Yes, it did.
That was the beginning of the end for him. We got to watch.
Yes, Jesus.
And pray. Go to Psalms 42 and 11. Watch what you set your heart on.
Yes.
Watch what you set your sights on. Moses' job wasn't easy. It's a disappointment for him to look down at the people that he went through all that for, to be worshiping idols, doing all kind of drinking and this frolicking. Like, what is wrong with y'all? What happened to y'all morals? I went up the mountain for a few minutes to get the commandments. That's where I've been. You should have been down here telling the people. When he come out the mountain, watch God move. Encouraging the people. Aaron was down there doing the best he could. I thought they was just going to crucify poor Aaron. He said, I'm just a mouthpiece. I don't know what's going on with Moses. He just let them do whatever they want, because I'm not Moses. I'm Aaron. My charge is to speak, not to lead. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 42 and 11.
Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Why I'm so sad? You know why? Because I stopped putting my hope in God and start putting my hope in people. I hoped the people would do what you say, Lord. But that's your people. You just gave me responsibility. You know where he fell short? Because he got mad. He got angry. Lord, I'm working with whatever you give me. Amen? I'm disappointed. I'm in disarray. I'm in this and that. I'm doing the best I can. One thing I could say about Moses, when he left them to go up. He didn't leave them to go down.
Amen. Amen.
Do that make sense?
Yes.
He left them to go up, but he didn't leave them to go down. Think about what I'm saying. When he went up there, he left them physically to go up in the mountains. But he was getting God's will.
Yes, yes.
When he was up there.
Yes.
While he was down. They should have been down there praying for him. They should have been down there worshiping God, asking God, Lord, help him. Lord, this a heavy load. Aaron was somewhere high because Aaron was just a mouthpiece. He was praying, but it wasn't enough. They should have been on their knees. And when Moses would have came out the mountain, he wouldn't have been so mad and broke them tablets.
Right, right.
He'd have said, come on, y'all, let's continue our journey. Because this is what God told me we got to do so we can get to the promised land. But they just wandered around in the wilderness. Got distracted. And when you get distracted, you get disappointed.
Amen.
Especially if you're a child of God. Because he is not going to allow nothing to come before him. He a jealous God. You you're going to do what God said you're going to do. I don't care who you think you are. I tell you all the time, if God say you're going somewhere, get your luggage, amen, your Louis Vuittons and whatever y'all got, Coach, pack them up because you're going to do what God say you're going to do.
Amen.
You must be persistent and understand that my disappointment don't distract my promises. It's the disappointment that I allow through me to distract my promises. As a believer and as a leader, standards should be higher.
Amen.
You should have a higher standard. How would y'all feel if y'all saw Pastor the club? First of all, I ain't got no business seeing y'all.
Amen. Amen.
So if I'm in there, well, I'm going to ask you what you're doing here. Because I ain't got no business in there. Amen.
Amen.
How do I justify that? Sitting at the bar with some gin. On the rocks with a twist of lemon. With my legs crossed, smoking a black of mouth. How can I tell you what to do? Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. How can I tell you what to do? You will be so disappointed. You'll be like, man, I just was at her church Sunday. I come in, she rolling. Plucking ashes. All these setups. Outfit outrageous. Like, what is she? Like, man, the first thing you're going to say, man, you can't trust nobody. But what you doing here? I can't trust you either. We can't trust each other. Amen. So one could trust not each other and deserve not. Come on. All right. Let's get it in. See you Sunday. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Pastor, get down. Pastor DL. On the down low. Jesus Christ. Go to Deuteronomy 3 and 26. I talk some more. Because I be saying things. Amen.
Amen.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all know it's true. How many of y'all have seen one of them old pastors in there with their dirty collars? Sitting there with grease all around their neck, their makeup. Because they had to put 2 pounds of makeup on their face. They ain't got no bennies in there. Amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 3:26 said what?
But the Lord was angry with me because of you, and he would not listen to me. That's enough, he declared. Speak of it no more.
Speak of it no more. Keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Leave it alone. Some of us don't know what to say. We didn't say anything. I used to be like that. Whatever came to my mind came out my mouth. Because I just felt like I just had something in me. A bunch of junk. That's what I had in me. It profited me nothing. So I start asking God to give me words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Words of encouragement. Words of promise, purpose. Mm-hmm. We condemn ourselves with our own mouth.
Mm-hmm. We do.
I'm telling you.
We really do.
We really do. Mm-hmm. We do because you know what? People could see you in its most glamorous light, beautiful light, until you open up your mouth. Mm-hmm. And here come the darkness. And you said, Lord, where the light at? It done went out.
Jesus.
We got to remember we belongs to God.
Amen. Amen.
Not just our, Lord, they sing the song, my hands and my feet. Not just your hands, your mind and your heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your mouth and your tongue. It belongs. It don't matter how you feel. Mm-hmm. See, when you start saying, I feel, that's flesh. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. My husband, pastor, he taught me that. He said, every time you open your mouth to me and somebody talk, I feel, he said, that's flesh. He said, what God telling you? Stop listening to me. Which I was talking about myself. He said, stop listening to yourself and listen to God. Wake up. He did. He was hard on me. I told y'all that was my pushing man. He used to come in. That's a bad way to put it, but he was. When I was at the end of the road and I couldn't walk across the street, he just pushed me into my destiny. I don't think I'd be sitting here the way I'm sitting here if it wasn't fine. It was hard. I didn't like it sometimes. I didn't want to do it sometime. But when I thought about it, and I fasted and I prayed and I figured out I was doing it for God, mm-hmm. It changed the way I saw it. Because I was doing nothing but getting my jewels together for my crown. Amen? I wasn't nothing but getting my diamonds. So I had to carry my cross first. Mm-hmm. God ain't say how long you gonna carry. He just said, you gotta carry.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
No cross, no crown. You gotta carry.
Yep.
You do. Nobody can do that for you. I hate to put it like this. You could be in the same car with five people, and there could be a bad accident. And none of y'all make it. Mm. All y'all got to see God for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yep. Amen.
For your own crown. Yep.
Yes. Yes.
So, while it's light and it's day, you better work.
Yes. Amen.
Because no man can't work after that. Night coming. And let me tell you something. The grave is cruel.
Mm-hmm.
The dead know nothing. You hear the people talking about, I spoke to a medium and he told me that my AT was looking for me. Guess what? She gonna keep looking. If my AT ain't here no more, hasta la vista. I do not want my AT talking to me.
I know that's right.
And I don't want nobody telling me she looking for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll be laying in the bed with this cross and that all. Come on, Emil. I wish you would.
Lord.
No way.
No, that's right.
I see in the ball, the crystal ball, that Sam, I am looking for you. Sam, if you ain't out the ball and walking up to me, you can stay in the crystal ball. Because I'm balling. I'm about to roll away from you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. There are certain ways when representing God, we have to carry ourselves. Moses must have found it difficult to deal with the people of Israel while trying to lead them into a promised land as they murmured and complained. God wants us to understand disappointment is a part of living. It is. If you've been living all the time you've been living and you ain't never had no disappointment, okay. You just a lie. That's all I'm going to say. A lying wonder. You's a lie. Because guess what? In life, you're going to be disappointed.
Yes.
I'm disappointed every time I go to the gas station.
Amen.
And my truck costs $60 to fill it up. $100. I seen a lady, hers was $142 to fill up her SUV. That's disappointment.
Yes, it is.
That's a whole bigger. It is.
Yes, it is.
I used to go fill mine up all the time. Now I'm to a point, I'm topping it off. I ain't even been able to top it. I'm just barely me. I put it in. Wherever it go, that's where it stop. I count the costs before I be the boss. I do. I count the costs. They said no man build a house unless he count the costs.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to see how much I got going on, and that's what I'm going to get. I'm stopping right here. Mm-hmm. And however far it get me, that's how far I'm going. Y'all know it's telling the truth. I seen a little commercial. It was so funny. And the lady said, I'm ready for you to get real with me. And it was parked at the gas pump. He was out there laying hands on me. He said, I'm getting real right now. It's real right here. Stuff's so expensive. Who wouldn't serve a God like we got? Because he make a way for you. Yes. This world economy is not for us.
It's not.
That's where the tithe and the offering come in. Because God replenish us. We put out, he give back.
Yes, yes.
Our most disappointment hurt at the beginning. But as time progressed, you see and understood, and you saw and understood that it all worked out for your good. Go to Romans 8 and 28.
Yes.
That's
yes,
Administrator Layton's favorite.
Yes, it is.
Scripture. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
It worked out for your good. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
Amen.
Amen.
If you call to the assignment and the purposes of God, it's going to work out for your good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you sitting in here today and you under a word from God in a place where the anointing flows, guess what? It's for your good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nobody gonna come nowhere and don't learn nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's one thing. A good man steps is all about alone.
Yes.
You can't get distracted by disappointment to take you off track. Your assignment is your assignment. Just because something else is going on somewhere else, you cannot, even in your family, they got stuff go on in the family. Lord, you know what I do? Y'all stay right here with the family, with y'all distractions, till I come back from church. Cause y'all not coming to church to hear what to do about the distraction.
Right.
You just want to be a distraction and distract me from telling the people what they can do about their distractions. Am I making sense?
Yes,
so man. Guess what? When, I hate to say it like this, Uncle Jordan checked out, he gonna still be checked out when I come back. Where he going? I got to go do what God say do. I gotta have a made up mind.
Yes.
That I'ma do for God what God say do.
Yes.
I got to.
Yes.
Not because I'm old. I could be in the gym right next to y'all, working it out, elliptic going up. I could be in the gym right next to y'all. If you don't ask me how old I am, I don't look like I am. So guess what? What's important to me is what I get done for God, because I don't watch people go through in all my 38 years of being saved. 38 years I've been saved speaking in tongues and working in ministry. For 38 years, this ain't new to me. Some my age, I've been in ministry longer than some of y'all been born. This ain't new to me. And I don't watch them come and go. It's like a revolving door at the hotel. They in, they check in, and they check out. Amen?
Amen.
And you let them. Because they got to do what they got to do. But also, you got to understand, your assignment don't change.
Amen.
You still got to do what God tell you to do. Pastor used to all the time say, guess what? Y'all can go to the moon. I'm going to still be sitting here doing what I'm doing. Because that's my job to God check me out.
Yes.
That was Moses' job.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do what he had to do. He made some mistakes along the way that cost him. Because some things God will tell you as a man and a woman of God or as a leader not to do that.
Amen. Amen.
They will. Because you got a different call on you. You're not like everybody else. It's something God see in you. Something particular that he know the people of God need. Amen. Amen. So he chose you. Sometimes we don't want, let me tell you something. Anybody that's chose don't want me. I'm telling you. If you think Pastor coming, he'll call Will and open the door. Think again. I want him to. Amen.
Amen.
I can't do it. Oh, today I just feel like a lily of the valley, and I'm just coming in cartwheel to the door. Cartwheel out the car to the door. Then I'm a Thomaset all the way to the movie. Do we feel like doing that? No. But it's your assignment. Feel and God. God don't care nothing about your feelings.
No.
You could be crying on your... Nobody tell you, wipe your face and get up and do it.
Amen.
All that ain't going to move me. Just get on up. Romans 8:28. Did we read that one?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. In life, you will make promises that you will break. And sometimes in life, people will make promises to you. But you need to know the only promise keeper is God himself.
That's right. Yes.
He is your promise keeper.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Hebrews 10:23. He is your promise keeper, way maker. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense to anybody today?
Amen.
Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise.
Amen.
Amen.
God can be trusted to keep his promise.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear that? God can be trusted.
Yes.
To keep his promise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't think God told Moses, when you go up there in the mountain, I got a steak, a potato, and a salad for you. And a glass of iced tea. He might have had a piece of bread and some water out the ground somewhere. Till he came down. I don't think he had a hotel room sitting up there on the mountain. Amen?
Amen.
But his promise from God was to make sure that the people get what it was supposed to be.
Yes.
And he was so disappointed. He got distracted with his anger. In life, there will be many distractions. Did we read Hebrews 10:23?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sorry. In his life, we will have many distractions and disappointments. We have to know what to say and stay focused. Go to Luke 10:38-42. When Martha was distracted by serving Jesus, he reminded her that this thing is necessary. That you sit, that Mary sit at my feet. You washing dishes, cooking, vacuuming, painting on the roof, cutting grass, all kind of stuff. Jesus said, I'm blessing Martha, Mary, because she at my feet.
Yes.
She right here to hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
Could you read it for me, though?
As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her.
Amen. In the King James Bible, it says, Martha was concerned about many things.
Mm-hmm.
Many. And all that stuff she was concerned about and had nothing to do with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She had a lot of stuff going on. Remember this? My issue had an issue.
Yes.
My issue have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I think about this story, I think about that message. She was so busy worrying about what was going on around her.
Mm-hmm.
She missed the promise.
Mm-hmm.
The promise was to sit at Jesus' feet and hear what she needed to get a direction, get a navigation. You could be this close to your promise.
Mm.
And the enemy will distract you and take you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And you never get it. You might get it back, but it's going to take you a while. Because God is a restorer
mm-hmm.
of them that diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll restore you. He'll restore such a one. But he ain't tell you how long you was going to have to wait.
Right.
How many of us been in relationships? I know we all been there. Me too. Been in I just be serious. I be real. Been in relationships where we lost. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Both of them. And we like, how did this jack-o'-lantern? That's what I'm going to say. Jack-o'-lantern. Y'all know what I'm talking about, a donkey. But I'm going to take me somewhere I ain't got no business going.
Yes, amen.
My heart got distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as my heart got distracted and the very thing I needed, they didn't come through on their promise. And I fell short in disappointment.
Yes.
It happened to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you die, just finish shooting. If you've never been disappointed, you ain't lived. You ain't lived.
Mm-hmm.
You won't make it to my age, baby. Get your disappointment book out. Hey, glory. Because you're going to be disappointed. You're going to have some stuff, but you got to remember the thing I said. God's will is no tool.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Always go back to what I said in the teaching. His will is no tool. Just because you want it don't mean it's for you.
Amen.
It's like, whew, I always talk about the 666. Six pack, six figure, 6 feet. Amen. 36, 24, 36. They don't mean it's for you.
Right.
I don't care if he come in looking like Kamala. Mm-hmm. Kunta with the big muscles. I don't care. It ain't for you. Come in here popping with Beyonce body. It ain't for you. You want what God has for you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
You want his promises for you.
Yes.
It's going to be so tight. That's the way I'm going to say it. it's going to be so good because it's yours.
Right.
And guess what else so good about God's promises and his purpose? Nobody can take it.
Right.
Amen.
Nobody can walk up to it. Pastor lived a long life and did a lot of things. But you know what he'll tell you? He don't care. We just fish fight in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I hit him with ground meat. He didn't make canned good. He'll tell you, I ain't leaving my wife. I love my wife. I ain't going nowhere. Because he was for me.
Right.
Yes.
And I was for him.
Right.
No matter what happened, we all fall short of God's glory. Nobody perfect. Nobody. I say that every week because I want you to remember it. But God don't love you less. The Bible warns us in Proverbs 4:25-27. The focus and fix our eyes on God. Don't turn to the left and don't turn to the right. Go to Proverbs 4:25-27. Because when you turn to the left and the right, get what you're going to see? Stuff going on over there that you won't get in. That you won't get caught up in. And then when you go over there in that grass over there, you think they got, it's green, it's so pretty and green. Uh-huh. And you're stepping in, got a bunch of fleas.
Ooh, Jesus.
Bugs crawling on your feet, red ants is biting you. Because you thought the green was grass. Was better on the other side. And you couldn't see that underneath that green grass, they got something biting. Amen.
Amen.
I told y'all, don't let stuff linger. They got stuff biting. Amen. Proverbs 42:25-27.
Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch where you're walking. My grandpa used to say, get up before you fall down. I know that don't make sense, but listen to what I'm saying. Because sometimes you fall, you can't get back up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Never look at the disappointment. Look at the lesson you learned from the disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And use that as your spectral of growth spurt. Use that as a growth spurt. The lesson. Philippians 4:11-13. The lesson of the experience should be your master. You know how you got master answers? Mm-hmm. When anybody that's in school, they know they got a master key to the answers for the questions. Your experiences. And your outcomes over the experience that you incur, those are your lessons. Take them serious. You know about grading all stuff. If they make an F, they make an F. You ain't giving them no A. They get what they get and don't throw a fit. Amen. Philippians 4:11-13.
Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's full with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes God brings you through those dry seasons. Mm-hmm. So you will understand how to be content. Mm-hmm. Because if let me tell you something. If the sun stayed shining for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, we get bored with that. Mm-hmm. Know what y'all gonna start saying? Oh Lord, I wish it rained. My grass burning up. It's drying out. Oh Lord, it's hot. You gonna start just complaining? It rained too much. Oh Lord, it's raining every day. Oh Lord, it's raining. I wish the dragon was the sun come out. He said, be content. Mm-hmm. when it's raining mm-hmm. and when the sun out.
Amen.
Be content, because your blessing is in the contentment that whatever God do is his will.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's what he wanted that day. I do it myself. Because since Pastor, I learned how to cut a little grass. I'm out there trying to do my thing. I think I'm be having, I was just telling Sister Yvonne, yesterday, I want to learn how to make the checkerboard on my lawn and all that. She was like, okay, she said Pastor crazy. She is, but I do want to learn. I mean, you got to learn different tricks. That make you feel like you want to get out there and do it. It's hot as I don't know what, though. But when the sun go down and get cool or whatever, I'm going to get out there. And I was just complaining. Lord, when it going to stop raining? Lord, when it going to stop raining? It didn't stop raining. I went out there yet. 2 days. Now I'm like, Lord, it needs to rain so it can cool off. It's too hot. Just going from one thing to another. Just all over the place. That ain't good. I need to be in my place with God. We need to be in our place with God. No matter what. I know you get tired. Moses got tired. Amen?
Amen.
You don't think he got tired? That's why he got mad. Like, Lord Jesus. I got to do this again. I got to go down there and feed him. I got to go down there. And then I look down there. They're getting it in. So y'all know how to eat without me. Y'all getting your Mac on and I ain't down there. Okay. Look at what you gained. Never what you lost.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You done gained wisdom. You done gained knowledge, understanding, wealth, and strength, etc. Amen.
Amen.
Paul
Amen.
Expresses it better in Philippians 1 and 21. You done gained. Amen.
Amen.
And I always bring y'all the scriptures because I want you to know, Pastor not sitting up here making up stuff. It's what the word of God say.
Amen.
What it say? Philippians 1 and 21.
For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better.
Amen. Amen. For to live is Christ, and to die is even better. Know what that mean? I'm living for him, but to die to myself is even better. And you know what that mean? I'm going to tell you what that mean. That mean, what is this scripture where it says, it's right on the tip of my tongue, y'all. I'm sorry, the enemy trying to take my thoughts. It says about, oh goodness, it's going to come to me, y'all. Just give me a minute, because the enemy trying to steal my scripture. But I'm telling you, it talks about people, here you go, told you, having a form of godliness, mm-hmm. but denying the power
thereof.
They got a phone, mm-hmm. but their flesh ain't dead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They still doing fleshly stuff. Mm-hmm. Did I say you're perfect? Mm-hmm. Nope. But you gotta die to it. Mm-hmm. When you feel yourself going in those areas where you feel like your flesh gonna overtake what you want or your mind, start thinking with a renewed mind and fast.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I'm so hungry, but I'll give you a couple of hours. No water, no food. Just help me with this yuck. Go take a walk, get out the house, rebuke it. He said, if you rebuke the devil, he gonna flee.
Yes.
If he come in your mind, say, I ain't doing it. No.
Amen.
I remember when I lost 121 pounds. I was fine. I hate to say it like that. I was a pretty house. And I was sitting there thinking I was fine. I got pictures. And I was thinking, when people would offer me stuff I wasn't supposed to eat, I would say, no, I can't eat that. Mm-hmm. And they said, why are you saying it like that? I said, that wasn't for you to hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. I said, it was for me. Because when I said, no, I can't eat that, that meant I was denying myself mm-hmm. and my flesh. Mm-hmm. Of what I want it. Mm-hmm. So I can stay right. Don't do that, Chad. when I said that he done this. Trying to keep her like this. Manipulation on words.
I think you paid attention.
I see everything. I just don't say nothing. But she was like, it was that look she gave. I said, okay, she got on the nerves. Like, look, I'm gonna eat what I want. Leave me alone. You know, let me make y'all laugh. I ain't trying to get off, you know, but I'm gonna make y'all laugh. One time when me and Pastor first start dating, it's so funny. You know, Pastor McGreedy. And me and Pastor first start dating, but he was in shape. Or Pastor, you know what I mean? He was looking good. And I'm like, oh, he had on some white shorts. He was looking good. And we went on our first little date, right? So he said, I'm going to bring you to some Chinese restaurant on Carrollton Avenue. He said they have this place called a sizzling, they have a meal called a sizzling woba. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he said, you ever ate that before? I said, no. He said, well, it spins with fire. Mm-hmm. And it have all the different appetizers on it. He said, I want you to taste it. He said, but you could still get an entree, but we're going to share that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's so nice. You know, it was something different. It was something. So I'm just got my little toothpick. Just so I saw him eat most of that because I was waiting for my food. I wanted the shrimp fried rice, right? So I couldn't wait. Pick old shrimp was in there. So I ate my rice. I didn't eat it all. I put some on the side. But then they gave us the fortune cookies. You know, they give you the fortune cookies with your bill. So I had ate all that salty stuff. So I wanted some so I take some fortune cookie, pop it open. I read my fortune and I ate it. And he was like, dear. And I was like, what's the matter with you? Women I took out don't eat the fortune cookie. I was so embarrassed. He was like, women I. That's just for a fortune. You're not supposed to eat that. He said, why you eat that? I was like, I was so ashamed. I was like, I thought you eat it. And he said, no, you don't eat it. You just read your fortune. He said, but since you ate your fortune, he said, you gonna open the other one? I said, no, thank you. And you know, when you first start dating somebody, you start hanging, you don't want to show all your greediness. You know, but I was kind of embarrassed, like, you know, now some brothers, they try to keep you on the budget. So they don't want you to be greedy. They don't want you, because if you're greedy, that means it's going to cost some more when they have to pay for the food. But Pastor wasn't like that. Whatever I ordered, even if I took it home, he gave it to me. You know what I'm saying? It was a night out for me. And I said, we would laugh about that all the time. He said, he'll look at me and say, what made you eat the fortune? I said, I thought you could. I never knew you couldn't.
I still do.
Yeah, I eat it. It's sweet. Yeah. So I just crunch on it. He said, you don't do that. I said, well, that's a Chinese custom or something. No, Jesus. I just wanted it. Now, this break us up and we never see each other again. Well, I guess I'll make it up. You won't be bringing him in to more Chinese places. Because I ruined it for myself. I sure did, but I didn't know.
Right.
And when you know better, you do better.
Yes.
And in life, when you know better, you do better.
Yes.
So, after we got married and started going out, and the fortune cookie was sitting there, I just put them in my purse. I go home and eat the fortune cookie behind his back. Jesus. Ah, Doc. Get that done. Because I'm going to get mine. Where's it in my stomach? I'm reading. I'm gonna get it. I like them things. Uh-huh. All in all, at the end of the day, God says, go to Psalms 37 and 25. And that's gonna complete my message today. And 25. is the truth. I'll never forget it. I was so embarrassed. Y'all forgive me eating the fortune cookie.
I eat every time.
Yeah. I that must be a Chinese custom. I don't know. I guess.
Once I was young and now I'm old. Yeah, I have never seen the godly abandoned or the children begging for bread.
Amen. The righteous will never be forsaken or his seed begging bread.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I hope that your people, Lord, have learned something from this message today. That they have gotten something, if it wasn't but one word, that they needed to apply to their life. Lord, increase and enlarge their territory. Lord, fill them with more wisdom. Give them more knowledge and more understanding and in-depthness, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.